It's time for What's It.
Right now, look at the time. It's 8:22.
It's time for What's It. It's 8:22.
Boys 6, girls 4 for the month of June, and yet another new girl. Who is she today, Arlene?
My new contestant is Carolyn Pollock. She's just 20 from Kirkcaldy. She's a third year student studying English at Edinburgh University. She gets her exam results back today.
Oh, no.
And working in a letting agency, Little John's at Tollcross, but she's single and happy to be so.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning.
So how do you think you've done in the exams?
Oh, fingers crossed, sending well, but we'll see.
Okay, so is it a matter of waiting for the postie, or do you do it online now?
Online, so I have to do it when I'm at work today, so...
Oh, okay. So. Well, let's know how you get on.
Well, she'll be back tomorrow, so she'll tell us then.
Oh, is that right? That's fighting talk, Arlene. Okay, Carolyn, welcome to the game. 30 seconds representing the ladies of Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife. All you have to do is guess the words that Arlene is describing. If you get stuck, you can say, what's it? But only once, Carolyn, okay?
Okay.
All right, best of luck. Your time starts now.
If a man has no hair on his head, he'd be known as what?
Bald.
Yes, this is the supersonic airline that is now at Museum of Flight.
Concorde.
Yes. President Obama is the president of this country.
America.
Yes. Orange, banana, apple are all what?
Fruit.
Yes. A dentist will use this to get rid of an old filling. It's really sore and it makes a horrible noise.
Still.
Yes. If there's two in the ovaries and they're identical, what are they?
Hair.
Surely the first time ovaries has been used on WhatsApp.
Sorry, I panicked.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It was twin.
Oh.
Yeah, because obviously they come from the same. Don't ever use the word ovaries again
so
on the
sorry.
Radio, Arlene. Okay. Carolyn, up until then you did really well. You got bald, Concorde, America, fruit and drill. You scored 5 points.
Okay.
That's good.
It's not going to be enough to beat our defending champion for the fellas. His name is Dean Archibald. He's from Claremason, 37, married to Lynn, got 3 girls, works for ESPC Lettings. And how was your weekend, mate? How was it?
Oh, it was hectic, Boogie.
Hectic. What was so hectic about your weekend?
There was just so much football on to watch, mate.
Oh, I was so busy at the weekend. It was football, football and more football. And who's been the most impressive for you so far, Dean?
I'd say the Dutch, the Netherlands, yeah.
The goals that they scored were brilliant, weren't they? Van Persie's first goal was amazing on Friday night. Well, Dean, we're going to have to go some today. 6 points for the win. Are you ready?
Yep.
30 seconds for the blokes, and your time starts now. You eat your dinner off one of these.
Plate.
No, you put the plate on top of this.
Table.
Yeah, that's right. You dig a hole with one of these.
Spade.
Yeah. It's the country that Cristiano Ronaldo plays for.
Portugal.
Yeah. It's the joint between your foot and your leg.
Ankle.
That's right, yeah. This is a hill, and it's over a certain height, and it's in Scotland.
Monroe.
Yeah. You wear these on your feet.
Shoes. Sock.
No, sock is right! No!
Come on!
Dino!
Sick.
We scored 6! It's another win for the boys! Boy, oh God, this boy's on fire! How many days is that you've been on now, Dean?
I'm not too sure, mate. I'm not good at counting.
But you are good at guessing words. Dean, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Excellent, thank you.
Oh, Carolyn.
Oh, Carolyn.
Oh, no.
So close.
But listen, will you phone us and let us know how you got on with your exam results anyway?
Will do.
Okay, have a great day, Carolyn.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. It's now boys 7, girls 4 for the month of June on What's It? Fourth One.
I did my best. Fourth One.